Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach and CEO of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. It's hard to believe it's already the end of September, depending on when you're listening to this, September 27th or 28th. For my running friends, just as a reminder, there's a great half marathon on Sunday the 28th. Never too late to register. It's a point-to-point. It actually starts at Loudoun Racetrack, and you'll weave your way into Concord, and it's a 13.1 mile race put on by Millennium Running. When you get close to the Northeast Delta Dental and NHTI campus, there'll be a great cheering squad, and if we have the most enthusiastic cheering squad, monies will be donated to the NHTI cross-country team. And so I think you'll get some loud cheers as you have about a mile or two left in the race, and you probably will need that. So, again, that's on September 28th, Sunday, and if you're interested in that, you just go on to the Millennium Running website, and I'm sure you can get into the race. And speaking of road races, my colleague with me this weekend is Joe Casper, who is director of our facilities, our beautiful campus, both at 1 and 2 Delta. He's also responsible for our satellite offices in Saco, Maine, and in Burlington, Vermont. But he also is responsible for a lot of the external activities that go on in our company, including he's a member of the Concord Area Chamber. He leads our United Way effort along with some other lead employees at Northeast Delta Dental. So let's start there, Joe. This past Thursday, we had the inaugural race of the United Way, and tell us how that idea came into fruition, and how did it go?
Well, hi, Tom, and you know, it's funny because it was a collaboration. This is a collaborative effort between Lincoln Financial Corporation and Northeast Delta Dental, and this was an idea that I had a call from Lincoln Financial. They do a big United Way campaign, as do we, and earlier on in the summer, they thought, hey, wouldn't it be great if we have we could get a road race going, because they have a number of runners at Lincoln Financial. And so they approached me, and I started talking with them, and we came up with the concept after talking with United Way for doing a road race. This is something they, as far as I know, is not done anywhere else in the state. This is going to be the first inaugural one, and it's been it was a great race. We had well over 200 participants. The weather was just absolutely perfect for this race. We had a lot of sponsors, which helped, because usually when you put on a race for the first time, it takes a while for the race to get established and get the runners out. But we had great pre-registration participation from both Lincoln Financial and Northeast Delta Dental. And we even had about 30 folks from the United Way campaign who are located in the Concord area here come over to run the race. So everybody had a good time. We had music. We had food. We had entertainment. We had prizes and some great raffle prizes. So I think this is going to be something we'll continue along in the future.
That's great. And as you point out, there was a lot of participation in addition to the financial sponsorship with many, many employee colleagues at Lincoln Financial, Northeast Delta Dental, and as you point out, the United Way team. We, of course, Northeast Delta Dental, are one of the pace setter companies, no pun intended, for the upcoming United Way campaign. And just recently, we had the United Way team at our facility, and we have what we term an all colleagues meeting, where we get all 200 employees in our conference center at 2 Delta, and that was quite moving, Joe, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yeah, they do a great job at United Way, and they support so many local efforts. 95 cents of every dollar goes back into the community. And Granite United Way, they've had some restructuring that's gone on. It used to be six different chapters within United Way. They combined a couple of years ago to form the Granite United Way under the direction of Patrick Tufts. And they cover right from the southern part of the state right up to the Canadian border and into a little bit of Vermont at the same time.
So Patrick explained how that consolidation made for more efficiencies and effectiveness. I always say to my employee colleagues, you need to be both efficient and effective. In other words, we need to be effective delivering the service, but do it in the most efficient way possible. So I think those mergers and consolidation has really made United Way even that much more, you know, effective in the community. So Patrick did a good job for that and explaining that, excuse me, and Kristen did a nice job of kind of energizing the organization because, and this predates me, my predecessor had established a corporate mantra where every year we increment the corporate donation we give to United Way, and of course we have the employee campaign, and our employees are, you know, quite generous, as I know the Lincoln employees are as well. So the road race made a lot of sense. And Joe, you may not know this, but long before you got very involved with the Concord area Chubb, which is one of the predecessor companies to Lincoln Financial, mm-hmm. they actually were pretty well known for sponsoring a couple of big road races in New Hampshire. So when you approached me with this particular road race with Lincoln Financial, it kind of brought back memories, and it it just made a lot of sense for sure.
Yep, and it's, you know, having it on a nighttime, it certainly was a nice evening. The weather cooperated, but for folks who are typically go out running every day or go out for a walk at lunch, this gave them an opportunity to do something good and put their money towards a very beneficial cause.
And speaking of exercise and walking, tell us about the Mayor's Walk, which happened just a couple weeks ago as well, another successful event.
Yeah, the Mayor's Walk was, here again, another inaugural event. This was put on by the Capital Area Wellness Coalition, and Northeast Delta Dental has been a charter member since it was formed 5 years ago. And the Wellness Coalition brings together not only individuals but companies from throughout the greater Concord area to promote wellness. And walking is certainly one of the best and easiest ways to promote wellness. And we put up balloons that day, that morning. It was one of those great mornings where it started off very foggy. But then all of a sudden, by the time we got the walk underway at 9 o'clock, the sun had broken out. It was a nice day for a walk. We had balloons up and down Main Street. We had a lot of comments. People were stopping and asking. And it was just amazing to see. We had over 100 people come out for this walk, and this was a first-time walk. And we walked up and down Main Street. What was nice about it was the mayor was out there. He was in his full suit because he had a busy day ahead of him. But it was also the start of construction for revitalizing Main Street. And some of the city trucks were out there doing some things on that day. So it kind of all worked in together. And we're looking to hold this walk again next year.
And that the Main Street project also, a lot of people were there explaining it, what it's ultimately going to look like. So it was a great educational opportunity in addition to keeping us fit by walking. And the Wellness Coalition signs, Joe, you can see everywhere. I know on our campus where people are encouraged. I love the one that says walking up the stairs. That can be your stairmaster and things like that.
Absolutely. And that's, we've had a lot of folks. That was a big campaign we've had. We've kept the signs up because we get so many comments from people who come to visit our campus about the healthy part of walking up the stairs and how the Wellness Coalition has taken an active role in that.
Perfect. Now, speaking of walking, if you walk all 18 holes in a golf course, it's approximately 5 miles. And how do I know this, Joe?
How do you know this, Tom?
Because there's been historically a number of road races that have a course through golf courses, and they tend to be 5 mile runs. So I've kind of figured out, and you ran all 18 holes, that if you run in the golf cart or walk in the golf cart and meander about, it's about 5 miles. So with that kind of segue, I know you wanted to promote the Dr. Thurston J. Carpenter Memorial Golf Tournament, which is upcoming on Friday, October 10th. And just to give everybody background, Dr. Carpenter was really one of my mentors at Northeast Delta Dental, along with Frank Donovan. And we'll talk about Frank Donovan after the commercial break because we want to talk about the Frank Donovan Road Race. Unfortunately, both of these fine gentlemen have passed away, and Dr. C, as he was known, was a dental consultant in-house staff at Northeast Delta Dental. He was also a practicing dentist in the Pittsfield area. He was a longtime member of the Concord Country Club and a great golfer, but more importantly, a great guy. So we've named a tournament after him. This is actually the 17th annual Dr. Carpenter Golf Tournament, and we try to raise money for our Northeast Delta Dental Foundation, as well as the Prevent Abuse and Neglect Through Dental Awareness Program, sometimes known as PANDA. So tell us more about the program and the event and how people can register, Joe.
Well, this, as you mentioned, Tom, this event's been going on for 17 years. This year, we're going to Abenaki Country Club in beautiful Rye Beach, New Hampshire. We were out there this past Friday talking with the staff out there, getting ready for our tournament. It's going to be on the start of Columbus Day weekend, so it's going to be October 10th. The shotgun start is underway at 9 o'clock. We'll open registration at 7:30, and we've got a great continental breakfast. It is an absolutely beautiful course out there. The views are spectacular. The course is immaculate. We took a look at the course on Friday, and it was just a wonderful place to be in. I'm sure, especially coming into October 10th, foliage is going to be great.
So we know there'll be a number of participating dentists. We also know there'll be a number of insurance brokers. There'll be a few of our employee colleagues, a few of our board members. So also a great opportunity to network with movers and shakers in the New Hampshire community. But we'll also have brokers and dentists from Maine, because the other thing about this particular golf tournament, it's very convenient for Maine. So if I'm a dentist listening to this, if I'm a insurance broker listening to this, if I'm just a lover of golf, how would I register?
You can go out on our website, www.nedelta.com, click on the link for the golf tournament, and you'll pop up a brochure, and you can register online. You can register by sending in a registration form that's with the brochure to Kathleen Gleason at 1 Delta Drive here in Concord. We still have plenty of openings. We have some great sponsors. We have some great prizes as well. We're going to have not one, but two vehicles. We've got two Mini Coopers that are going to be out there on the golf course, and you'll have two chances to win one of those if you're lucky enough with a hole-in-one that day. And we've got some other great prizes for all the par three holes that are out there.
And just as a reminder, while certainly the camaraderie is part of it, and those of you that love golf, it's a great golf course. I had, there was an arthritis golf tournament down there, and I didn't play in it, but I came for dinner, and it is wonderful. But again, this raises money for the Northeast Delta Dental Foundation, which improves access to and the quality of oral health care and educates the public and dental communities in New Hampshire and Maine and Vermont, and it will also raise funds for the Prevent Abuse and Neglect Through Dental Awareness Program. So before we go to commercial break, the contact information to register for the tournament one more time?
Is www.nedelta.com, and you can pick up the brochure there, and all the information is on the brochure as to how to register.
Or call Kathleen at 223-1317. Tom Raffio will return with Joe Casper after commercial break.
Hi, I'm Lisa, your Delta Dental Benefits rep. Any questions today?
How long should I brush my teeth for?
2 minutes.
Why should I visit the dentist?
Professional preventative care promotes good oral health.
What's the most popular color of toothbrush?
Blue.
She's good.
As the most experienced dental benefits company, Delta Dental delivers unmatched local service, so enrollees feel taken care of every time.
Visit Northeast Delta Dental at nedelta.com.
Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Thank you for staying with us after commercial break. I know when I see people on weekends at road races, they say, you know, I love listening to the guests you have on, and this includes Joe Casper, one of my great colleagues at Northeast Delta Dental. One of the reasons why I'm able to get out there a lot in the community is I have 200 employee colleagues that are fabulous at the work they do, and one of those, of course, is Joe, who helps me with a lot of these external events. Let me just take a step back and give you an update on the Affordable Care Act. Almost up to the one-year anniversary of the first public exchange, which was October 1st, 2013. And those of you that follow the show know that when healthcare.gov became live in October 1st of 2013, there were some technological glitches. So we created an alternative called DeltaDentalCoversMe.com, so those individuals who wish to purchase individual dental coverage, if they couldn't get on healthcare.gov, could go on to DeltaDentalCoversMe.com to purchase an individual dental coverage. It's been working out great. Finally, the technology smoothed out, and by the end of 2013, people were pretty much being able to get on healthcare.gov, but we did find that still, the listening public, the most citizens prefer DeltaDentalCoversMe.com by about a 5-2 margin. We have about 2,000 citizens who have purchase individual coverage or standalone dental plan on healthcare.gov, and about 5,000 who have purchased it on DeltaDentalCoversMe.com. Either product is great. We will continue to be on the public exchange as a standalone dental plan in 2015. In addition, there'll be several other medical carriers finally. Last year there was only one. This year, excuse me, there was only one. There was only one standalone dental plan, Delta, and there was only one medical carrier, Anthem. And next year, they'll, in addition to Delta and Anthem, there'll be three or four other medical carriers. So we're pretty pleased about that. In Vermont, it's called Vermont Health Connect. They had a state-based exchange, and Maine also uses the federal software, healthcare.gov, and that's going very well in Maine. On the book front, and I explain our strategy in the book, there are no do-overs. It's book sales are going well. I'm actually heading out to Minnesota upcoming for a rather large conference on quality and initiatives and so forth, and that'll give me an opportunity to talk about the book. But if you're interested, you can go right here in downtown Concord, Gibson's, and there you can get the hard copy or soft cover of There Are No Do-Overs. One of the chapters, indeed the last chapter, is why we get out in the community. So, Joe, you're out there a lot with me. Why do we do that?
You know, we get out in the community because, first of all, Northeast Delta Dental is a good corporate citizen. And when you work in the community, you have to be a part of the community to give back to the community. I grew up in a retail business selling shoes. My father and mother had a retail shoe store up in Laconia back in the day, and my father was always out in the community, and I kept wondering, you know, why is he doing this? And I'd talk with him, and he'd say, you get business by going out and participating and helping others, being out in the community. And certainly the things that we do all relate to our mission of good oral health, whether it be playing golf or walking or running in a road race, and all those things we participate in, and we help support the community. And it's also good advertising for the company, because if you're not out there in the community, people aren't knowing you. And throughout the Concord community, Northeast and the state, Northeast Delta is certainly well known.
And we call that good works, well communicated, or public relations. And any marketing colleague will tell you that good PR, sort of natural advertising, mm-hmm. is actually better, you know, than paid advertising. But we do it for the right reason. We like to give back to the community. While Northeast Delta Dental is doing well, we want to give back to the community. And that's another reason why we also invest in our employees in terms of all the wellness initiatives that we have, you know, from fresh fruit around the campus to Tom Walton, who is our fitness coach, to a fitness center. As I said in a recent article, we're not running a country club at Northeast Delta Dental, but we feel that if employees are feeling good about themselves because they're mentally and physically fit, that'll translate into better external service, which then our customers like. I get that comment all the time. Most recently, we had a big, huge broker event at 2 Delta, and during the networking session, I keep hearing comments from our broker community how they can count on Northeast Delta Dental to deliver exemplary service, and part of that is because employees feel good about themselves. So while certainly we have state-of-the-art benefits at Northeast Delta Dental, we're not doing this to run a country club. We're actually doing it so people feel good about themselves. Similarly, getting out in the community is just a good business practice. And in New Hampshire, I think if a company is doing pretty well, they should give back to the community. There's a host of human services needs, and many of those organizations have been featured on Northeast Delta Dental. We had the folks from the Homelessness Coalition. Of course, we've had Friendly Kitchen, and the list goes on. So with that, we have the upcoming Dr. Carpenter Memorial Golf Tournament, which we started to talk about. It's on Friday, October 10th. And again, while it's certainly an opportunity to have camaraderie with the dentist community, the broker community, some employers as well as employees at Northeast Delta Dental, it also, you know, raises money for our foundation, which improves access to oral health in New Hampshire, Vermont, and Maine. What else can you tell us about the Dr. Carpenter event? I know when I first started Dr. C, he was, I loved the guy. He, during the holiday season, he would dress up as Santa Claus and things like that, and he's like a mythical figure within the campus.
Well, I certainly I was fortunate I had a chance to know Dr. Carpenter, and he truly was a great guy, very funny individual. and a great dentist out in Pittsfield helping out the community. And so that's why we've got this golf tournament named after him. But for those of you who are coming to play, or if you're contemplating it, it's going to be a wonderful day. It is certainly a very upscale place to play golf, the Abenaki Country Club. And, you know, if you get there early, we've got a wonderful continental breakfast for you. We're going to have mulligans. We've got two Mini Coopers, as I mentioned, for prizes, along with several other hole-in-one prizes for the par three shots. Closest to the pin, we've got a longest drive that stays in the fairway. And once you finish up play, we'll have a wonderful lunch. I was meeting with them. We've got steak tips, sirloin tips, chicken breast, corn on the cob, roasted red potatoes, pasta salad, mixed green salad, and nice warm apple crisp for dessert. So, I mean, how can you beat that on a nice fall day to start hopefully a three-day weekend for most everybody because it's Columbus Day weekend. And I got a feeling the foliage will be superb as well as the weather.
And you just need to call Kathleen at 223-1317. She'll get you on a team. She'll provide you all the details. And again, proceeds benefit our foundation, but it also supports the oral health program, Prevent Abuse and Neglect Through Dental Awareness. And what that program is, by the way, is that dentists are in the best position, actually, to see potential, you know, child abuse. And that, of course, has been a hot topic because of the National Football League. Well, the PANDA program really helps us educate the dental community with their responsibilities on reporting suspected neglect. And that can be through education, for example, in terms of culturally, like baby bottle syndrome, where a mom, maybe through lack of education or culturally, has the baby go to bed with a bottle. And that can not be good for oral health. Mm-hmm. And so we educate on that front. So that's coming up Friday, October 10th, 223-1317. If you want to join that and have a great day while raising appropriate funds. Now, I mentioned before commercial break, another fine gentleman, Frank Donovan, who, as you know, Joe, was probably Joe before Joe in terms of getting mm-hmm. me out in the community and telling me the importance of sponsoring road races. And so, unfortunately, shortly after he retired, you know, he passed away. So in his honor, we have a road race in November. So tell us about that.
Well, that road race is coming up on Saturday, November 15th. It's a couple of weeks before the Big Turkey Day, so it's a great way to stay in shape. It's a great 5K road race. It's on a Saturday morning. We start at 2 Delta Drive. Registration's inside, so you don't have to worry about standing outside and being cold. We've got the It's up in our conference center, runs through the NHTI campus, and it's been a fun way to get a Saturday morning started as you start thinking about the upcoming holidays and things like that. And Frank was certainly an individual that promoted a lot of the road races, got us started in the road race business.
Exactly, including getting mm-hmm. me involved with the Mount Washington road race. And we'll get to see Frank's daughter, Libby, who is now a teacher in the Massachusetts area. She has a new baby. Mm-hmm. Her husband will be there. So strollers with babies in strollers are welcome, right, Joe?
Strollers and babies are welcome. Babies in the strollers.
But we're gonna stay away from the dogs, all right?
Yeah, because unfortunately what happens is it's, you know, as much as we love our pets, sometimes it's hard to control them in a crowd when you've got a leash, other people are running by, and if they just jot the wrong way, that could trip up the person. But strollers, you're in control.
And I'll speak from personal experience. Last week in Derryfield Park, there was a race raising money for it was called My Dogs Are Barking, and basically for the animal shelters and SPCA and that type of thing. And it was fun to some extent running with all the dogs, but definitely you had to be, you know, leery of it. So for a race where it's positioned as you're running with your dog, that's one thing. This one is okay with a stroller.
That's correct.
How about this, Joe? If I put my chihuahua in a cradle and stroll, is that okay?
You know, if you can keep that chihuahua inside that cradle and stroller and not let him bounce around, have at it.
Okay, so give us that date again.
It's going to be on Saturday, November 15th. This race starts at 10 o'clock in the morning. So we'll have you out the door, by 11:30 at the very latest.
Okay, and you would also call Kathleen at 223-1317 if you're interested, or you
Absolutely.
Can go on Cool Running. Joe, we have about 2 minutes left, and so thank you for helping us with the Dr. Carpenter Tournament and the Donovan Tournament, two fine gentlemen, and it's great that we're able to honor them while raising money for the foundation. And I should also say that the Donovan race raises money for the foundation as well. So this summer we had the LPGA Futures Tournament, which was successful at Stonebridge, and I know when I've been out in the community, people are asking me whether the LPGA will be returning next year. And of course, this is, raised money for First Robotics, correct? And there'll be a charity next year if they come back. Can you just, in about a minute, describe the success of that tournament and your thoughts on whether it will return in 2015?
Highly successful tournament. This was our 11th year that we had it. We moved the whole venue to Stonebridge Country Club in Goffstown. Absolutely gorgeous place. The food was superb, the views, the golf play, everything, it all came together. And we're in negotiation right now with the LPGA. This is the only stop on the Symetra Tour for the LPGA in New Hampshire. And this is going to be if they come back this year, which I'm thinking they will want to come back, it'll be the 12th year here in New Hampshire. So we're hoping to have 144 lady professionals come back again next year. But as we finalize things, we'll have more information certainly right after the holidays.
And I keep getting notes from many of the players. They know that they loved the venue. They want to come back, including we had Tiger Woods' niece there. And once again, really the last 3 years, the tournament, the last 2 years, it's ended up in sudden death.
Or
an extra hole or two. And 3 years ago, it came down to a birdie putt. So these players are fabulous. It gives you an opportunity to meet them. So, Joe, if I'm a corporate CEO listening to this and I think I want to get involved, I would call you at 223-1287.
That is correct. Give me a call, and we'll certainly take down some information. And as we start to finalize things for next year, we'll be back in touch.
Perfect. Okay, one last time, the Dr. Carpenter Tournament, Friday, October 10th, 223-1317, and the website?
www.nedelta.com.
And the Frank Donovan Road Race?
Is going to be happening on Saturday morning, November 15th, right at 2 Delta Drive upstairs, and that's going to get underway at 10 o'clock.
And again, you could call Kathleen at 223-1317. Both raise money for the Panda program, which I've described, as well as the Northeast Delta Dental Foundation. Joe, thanks for sharing this weekend in September with me.
Tom
Raffio will return next week with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio.